Speed things up.
Case number 10,857, Walter Cunningham and Linda Remer, north of Road 287, Kendall Road, 595 feet east of Road 285, Beaver Dam Road, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Name's Walter Cunningham, 3109 Kendall Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain your request to the board?
My case is pretty self-explanatory. I bought a lot in the summer of 09, 150 by 300, bare lot, fenced in three sides by pretty thick hedgerows, placed a pole barn on it. About 2 months later, due to some honest mistakes, measuring mistakes, I built it too close to the property line. So I'm in, instead of being 15 foot from the setback, I'm 13, maybe 11, 12 foot back, exactly 12 foot. So I'm asking for a variance. The neighbor that impinges on, sitting right, he's still sitting back there. That's the fellow who sits, who's building properties right alongside of me. So I'm just asking for a variance. The pole barn's already built. The house is already built. We live there. It's just that I was going to get the pole barn concrete in it. I got out the survey and I looked and the numbers didn't add up that I would be 15 feet away. So really, is I got a new survey drawn, and it's 12 foot away. It's supposed to be 15. So I'm here to ask for a variance.
Okay. You marked the building out?
What's that, sir?
Did you mark the building out where you wanted it?
Did I have it what, sir?
Did you mark the building out where you...
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, actually, it's a pretty cut and dry property, 150 by 300. Three stakes were cut and dry. The guy I bought the property from, I said, what's the story with these hedges all around? So he said, this guy built that one, that lady built that one, and this one on this side, the fellow who owned this, he put that in. So I used that as a reference, and that was a mistake. I found out the fellow on the other side had built that. So I picked out a tree in the middle, and fire should come in and move some stakes around, and I used one of their stakes. And I came over 15, actually, I came over to my number 16 feet from the line. Turned out it was a mistake. Ended up being 12 foot from the line.
Okay.
Sits back 150 feet from the road. No one sees it. It's only close to this fellow's property here. But it's like a 30 foot thick hedgerow right there. They're really kind of like built into the hedgerow.
All right.
I'd also like to state a CO was issued for the pole building.
I did have the county come out, did everything according to Hoyle. Inspector came out, and the stakes were placed before the building was built and signed off that it was in the correct place. They thought the building was in the correct place before it was built. Everything I thought was only up and up, but it turned out it was 3 foot into the setback area.
Okay, sir. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Portman?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I am.
Okay. Is there anyone here?
He's my neighbor.
Oh, okay.
I'm in favor.
Okay.
Come up and swear myself.
All right.
Name and address.
Greg Kelly, 602 North Walnut. I also own 31329 Kendall, which is directly adjacent.
Okay.
Do you swear that what you're going to say is true?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
okay.
I think I would not understand you. I'm in favor of it. Like you said, it was an honest mistake. They mistakenly thought that the tree line was part of that property when it's actually part of my property, and that's what they measured off of. And it's hard to tell. Inspectors came out, people looked at it. It wasn't until he's already got occupancy permits and all that. It wasn't until he went again to get the concrete poured that they even realized they made a mistake. It won't negatively affect anyone's property. If it would, it would have been mine, and it won't negatively affect anything.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none. Chair will entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we didn't hear any testimony that suggest that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent properties. We're not considering that, considering the variance. Neighbor suggested that it wouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's unique because of the tree line. And the minimum go forward relief, I make a motion we approve case number 10,857.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,857. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you. How do I get a record of this or a copy? Or do I?
You'll get a letter sent in the mail.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
So I can go ahead and proceed with my concrete work according to the passage of here?
Call the office in the morning. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, we'll go back.